And then, so you were there 45, 46.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, when I got to...
Don, I don't know if he'd be interested in, but you've always told me, and you showed it to me when we was in a hotel out there. That place where you said there's all that ammunition. But you said you had that big brick fall down.
Oh,
was
yeah,
it in the tunnels?
Oh, me, I forgot about that.
Near,
yeah.
It's near
Busland,
the last hotel we was in.
Catalan.
Yeah, Catalan Bay.
Yeah.
You know the road that goes up to the Catalan Bay?
Yes.
It's all, there was all tunnels going through there. And there was a hospital just inside there.
Yes.
Quite a big hospital just inside there. And we was on guard there one night because there was rocks falling down.
Okay.
We had to go and report if there's any rocks falling down. Anyway, we were sitting there, it must have been about 2 in the morning, and somebody said, have a cup of tea. So I said, I'll do it. So I went out, and the tap was just outside. Filled this kettle up, come back in, there's a crash. I said, what? Somebody said, what was that? I said, bugger if I know, let's go and have a look. Went outside, and where the tap was, and where I stood, there was a bloody great rock come down. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. If I'd have been there seconds before, I wouldn't be here now.
Close escape.
Yeah. Just a thing that happened in just seconds, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which leads on to another point is all the tunnelling they'd done something like 25 miles or something.
Yeah.
There were underground, they said that they were underground hospitals. Did they ever use them, do you know?
That I don't know.
Did you know your way around the tunnels?
That was an underground one, what we was looking after.
Mm. Did you?
I suppose it was used. I don't know. I don't really know if it was used or not.
Did you know your way around the tunnels?
A lot of them, yeah, quite a lot, because we worked in a lot of them.
And what were they used as?
A lot of them were ammunition places. We used to go in, because after the tunnels were made, they sort of done with
corrugated iron.
Yeah, like with a base on them so it wouldn't rot. And they used to rot at the top. We used to go in and change them when the water come through and stuff like that.
Yeah, and putting gates on and doors and stuff. So that's a lot of it was ammunition dump.
Oh yeah, hell of a.
Were there any? Was there some REME or RE workshops and things there?
Well, anything had to be done was done, I suppose. I don't know where it was done, but it was always done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant workshops, you know, like vehicle workshops in the rock.
Oh, yeah.
And were they, at this stage, were the infantry regiments and the artillery units being reduced at this stage, or were they still
I think
there?
They was all getting cut back then. Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the threat had receded, And
well, they was demobbing people pretty quick then, weren't they?
Okay. And when you first got there, were there lots of gun emplacements?
Oh, God, all over the place. Yeah, we was destroying a lot of them. Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, they was all over the place. Yeah, we used to drill them out and blow them up and clear them. You know?
Really? And,
yeah.
And take the gun, remove the actual guns? And
no, they was already taken out.
Were they?
Yeah.
But it would be the gun platforms.
Yeah. Mm. Or the boxes.
No, Don.
Sorry. The boxes, what they were in.
And there'll be ammunition bunkers up there as well.
All sorts of things, yeah. Mm. They did get rid of a hell of a lot after the war, yeah.
Okay. And searchlights and stuff?
Well, I don't really know about them.
Because there's these traditional photos of all the searchlights and. But of course Gibraltar was never really seriously attacked apart from once by the Italians, I think.
That part where I was talking about where that rock fell down, they were mostly Italians that lived there.
Were they?
That was an Italian. They were fishermen really.
Okay.
In the old days.
Oh, are you talking Italian POWs?
Yeah, no. People that lived there.
In Catalan Valley.
Yes, they
came from Genoa.
Yeah, is that where they came from?
Yeah. And they were all fishermen originally.
Fishermen, that's right.
Did you ever go to a local bar? There was a couple of little local bars in Catalan Bay. Did you ever go there?
No, not really.
Or eat there?
No. The only bars we went to were the British morning. And the others.
Yeah. Okay, and so then 1946 you left. What happened to you there?
1946 or 1947 I got demobbed from there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you got demobbed from.
Eh?
Jumpers,
yeah.
Mm. No jumpers?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a picture of it there.
Okay.
Mm.
And then came back to the UK. Overall, and then you apparently you've been. When did you next go back?
Oh.
What, to live?
Well, just to visit before, and to live.
To visit. Went back to visit. We stayed in the that hotel.
Rock Hotel.
Which was.
When was that? Do you know?
We lived in Spain at the time.
Twenty years ago.
Bring your chair closer. And
oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's. I just couldn't. Let me. Can I? If I pop you there, that will pick it up. Is that okay? So, when after you were demobbed, what was the next time you were there?
Years and years and years
when
after
we went,
that.
When we went to the Rock Hotel.
Yeah, but what year was that?
Oh, well, I'd say...
Roughly.
Roughly. We've been only here for 10 years. We lived in Spain for 7 years.
Mm.
Then we went to Gib for 5 years.
Okay.
So, beyond that...
So would it have been in the 80s or...
Over 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years.
So would it be in the 80s you went there?
Must be.
And you, so you went to... What made you go to live there?
We moved to Spain after we were married. We moved to Spain, didn't we?
When were you married?
Oh.
1950.
Okay.
1950.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
1950.
Okay. That's a sign of a good marriage where you don't have to remember dates.
It's
anyway.
Well, over 60 years, isn't it?
And then you went to work in... You went to live in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereabouts
in Spain?
I retired.
Right.
You were retired.
I retired.
So you retired at 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you work as after leaving the army?
Decorating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went... Whereabouts in Spain did you live?
Costa del Sol.
Okay.
Costa del Sol.
Yeah. Okay.
We was there for 5, 6, 7 years. And then our son Matthew, who was with us, because he was the youngest one, got a job down in Gibraltar.
Okay. What job did he do?
He's a jeweller.
He's a jeweller.
A jeweller?
Yeah.
So he got a job down there.
Yeah.
Met this lady.
Yeah. Local lady.
Yes. Lived with her. And he said to us, it's too much hassle to keep coming across the border. Us to see him and him to see us.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell the villa and come and live down in Gib?
Okay.
And that's what we done.
So
brilliant, lovely.
Yeah.
And tell me this story now. Jointly, tell me the story of your 5 years there. So whereabouts did you live in Gib?
Just round the corner.
Wait a minute, it's got a name. Hospital Road?
Hospital Road,
yeah.
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 You had an apartment there?
Sunnyside House, number 16.
And roughly what year? 50s or into the...
Later than that.
70s or 80s?
Well, if we was in Spain for 6 or 7 years and then we went down to Gib.
Mm. So in the 70s, was the border open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometime in the 70s, probably.
Must have been.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's put it this way. I was already retired then, wasn't I?
Yeah.
We moved to Spain. I wasn't retired. I was 58. We lived there, and then I was retired. Then we went down to Gib.
Okay.
So I was turned 60.
Okay.
And now I'm 82.
So 20 years ago. So we're talking
easy
80s.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes. Yeah.
Had the border previously been closed and been opened?
Yes.
So it would have been, say, early 80s roughly.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you find going back to Gibraltar after the war years?
Totally different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah,
it was all right, but
you didn't like it when you was there. But
no,
when we lived there, it was different.
Different altogether.
Yeah,
place had livened up, and it was
had family.
Yeah, family was there. It was nice. Yeah.
You had your one son. Where was the other one?
Other two. England.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a jewellery shop here. That one.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was okay. I didn't mind it. Quite nice.
Yes. And were there many, you know, had the food supply was okay, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Safeways.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah. Okay.
It was Safeways.
It was a tiny one.
Yeah. And that must have been quite strange going back there when, you know, first time all of Gibraltar was a garrison.
Yeah.
You go back.
And it was a different place altogether.
And there was RAF North Front, a bit of Navy, and a bit of infantry down near Roper Point.
Yeah.
So there was a lot less, wasn't there?
There was, and I soon got to know people that was in the military through them.
Yeah.
And people said, oh, blimey, we know somebody that was in your lot, you know.
Yes.
I met them, and I got back in with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Joined the association.
The Royal Engineer, was it Royal Engineer Association?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And that it was an active group in
Royal. Yeah, you went to a meeting every month.
Every month.
We went to all the dinners
and things.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, yeah. Mm.